proclamation number 4983 dated the October 15th, 1950. Ninth and tenth commandment. People who still languish in matter also desire it in every sense. But the purpose of the human being's earthly life is to overcome matter, to detach from it, to eradicate everything the world can offer to people, because only by overcoming the latter will the soul achieve the necessary maturity in order to enter the spiritual kingdom. To desire worldly things need not be a sin, although it hampers the person's higher development, but it can easily result in sin because greed tries to acquire the object of its desire and this frequently by dishonest means. The greater and stronger the passion for things which give the body a sense of well-being, the more the person's mind will focus on it and can trigger bad instincts and characteristics in him which will result in harming other people. For that reason I gave you the commandment, you shall not covet your neighbor's wife, house, servant, or anything that belongs to him. Single quote, everything that belongs to your fellow human beings should be sacred to you. You should not attempt to seize any possession from your neighbor, and even the thought of taking it is a sin, because it betrays your will, your darkness of soul, which as yet does not know love. And although you try to hide your cold hearts from other people, they are obvious to me due to your longing, and as soon as you greedily think about your neighbor's possessions, you do not see the other person as your brother whom you should love as yourselves. You should grant him the same right that you demand for yourselves, to respect your wealth. You should be pleased when your neighbor is successful and help him to increase his wealth. Then you are winning the fight of overcoming matter. Then you will acquire more riches than you could ever take away from other people, because your love for your neighbor will be rewarded by my love, and this will truly give you an everlasting treasure of grace which offsets all worldly possessions and joys. Hence you should also respect and protect your neighbor's possessions and distance yourselves from greed if you don't want to infringe against the commandment of love for your neighbor, which I only gave you to make your ascent easier, because only through loving your neighbor can you gain my love, and only through love can you become blessed. Amen.